The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday in the octave of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Of all the strategies that Jesus could have chosen to spread the gospel, he settled on one. "You are witnesses of these things," he tells the apostles in John chapter 24. Jesus speaks these words at the conclusion of his meeting with the apostles on the evening of that first Easter Sunday. The things to which Jesus refers are the entire content of his public ministry and the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus does not call the apostles to be managers, publicity agents, or publishers. They're to be witnesses. But what does that mean? A couple of years ago, Pope Francis commented upon this theme when he said, "A witness is a person who has seen, who recalls, and who tells." See, recall, and tell, he said. These are three verbs which describe the identity and mission of a true witness. Let's think about those three things. To see Jesus means not just to observe an objective reality, but also to be one who has let himself become involved in the event, the Pope said. Think of this, a true baseball fan cannot be a mere observer as they watch their favorite team play. He feels every swing of the bat, every outfield play, every slide into home. To see Jesus means to make a conscious decision to follow Christ, to think like him, to love like him, and to live and die like him. Having made the conscious decision to be a witness, the next requirement is to recall, to remember, to have self-reflection without self-absorption, and ask ourselves, how has my life changed by having come to know and follow Jesus? And if it hasn't changed, can I say that I've really met him? The third step is to tell. As Cardinal O'Malley of Boston has said, we are invited to be witnesses, not members of a witness protection program. The greatest act of telling is example and authenticity of life. Becoming a witness doesn't mean our life becomes easy, but that it acquires purpose. We can't be authentic witnesses until we are ready to become martyrs. Martyrs from a Greek word that means simply witness. You know this already. And the martyrs are those who gave testimony to the truth of their faith in God to the point of shedding their blood. And so we ask ourselves, is our faith something that we would die for? That's probably not going to be asked of us. We probably won't face that decision, but would we be willing to? And even more importantly, is our faith something for which we would be willing to suffer ridicule, embarrassment, or exclusion? That's more likely to happen to us than a literal martyrdom. Well, all this seems daunting, but it's not a fight left to us alone. If Christ can bring life out of death, he can also bring strength out of weakness, courage out of fear, and resolve out of doubt. Well, let's ask the Lord today to strengthen us in this task so that we can be instruments to bring others to the hope of eternal life. God bless you.